It's a rags-to-riches story starring a Boise man who lost it all and found his way back through video games. Now Ryan Zim owns and operates a thriving gaming company called In Your Face Games. A few years ago, Zim went from working at a top tech company to living at a Boise homeless shelter. Now he's telling his story of how his perseverance and a little help from the Boise Public Library brought him back from the brink. He sat down with our Samantha Wright and picks up his story from there.
After being laid off from HP, I was, you know, I couldn't pay my rent, so I had to move out of my house. And, you know, I reached out to family and friends for a place to stay. A little bit worked out short term here and there, but ultimately I ended up homeless without a place to stay. And I made it to the River of Life Men's Shelter downtown Boise. I asked if I could stay there. They said absolutely, and they provided breakfast and lunch and dinner, and that was also very close to the Boise Public Library within walking distance. So instead of begging for money on the street like a lot of the other homeless people would do, I decided to walk to the library and use my computer knowledge to build something that would generate money and eventually get me back into a home.
And that's what you did. You went to the public library. Was it every day? And you sat outside? Why did you sit outside?
Well, going outside gave me, you know, the fresh air. It was a good break from being inside of the library. And there were some electrical outlets on the outside of the library, which were close enough to still get the Wi-Fi signal. So with a, you know, cheap laptop, I was able to power it and get internet access within a mile of the where I was staying at the homeless shelter.
You built your first game? Is that right? You built a game?
Yes, I built I built my first game at the Boise Library and developed and published it myself. And I started making a little bit of money off of in-app purchases, and that eventually got me to where I could afford to get my own apartment and get off of the street. My first game, which is now called Space Blast, but originally the name was UFO Quest, but that game was released, was developed and published completely while I was homeless at the Boise Public Library.
So you got your first game up and running. What happened next?
I immediately went into developing my second game, because I was already making some money from my first one. So I was like, okay, might as well develop a second one. And it worked for the first time. Let's do it again. So I developed a second game and released it.
What was that?
That game was called Fun Ball. And just like with my first game, the amount of money I was making slowly went up again. And so that, of course, pushed me into developing a third game, which was called Sky Soccer. And after that game, things started to pick up quite quickly.
And where are you now?
So today, In Your Face Games has won 3 awards in virtual reality innovation and development. The 3 awards that we won in 2015 in VR development has opened up some really big doors with some key players in the game industry. And there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening right now as far as game development in Idaho and virtual reality development as well.
What advice do you have for people who were downsized or laid off like you were and end up in a difficult situation? Do you have advice for them?
My advice to somebody in a similar situation would be, you are capable of learning and teaching yourself anything you want to learn. A lot of the stuff that I learned and a lot of the people who I have to hire, the talents that are required, they don't teach currently in any schooling. And I encourage anybody who's interested in game development specifically, or any interest in life, to understand that you as a human have the ability to achieve that and teach yourself those things. I don't recommend going to live at the homeless shelter as a good business strategy, because it's not. So I don't want to recommend anybody to do that. I do want to say, you know, if you want to learn something, if you want to pursue something in life, you can do it. And most people don't take that initiative.
Game developer Ryan Zim says he's working with the Boise Public Library to create educational courses for kids to give back to the library for all they gave him while he was homeless. Zim first shared his story with Built in Boise, a website that highlights Boise entrepreneurs and their companies.